Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 7th with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and their co-hosts from The Chew, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. More information at stmartin.edu/gala.
Well, Nancy, it would appear that we were both in something of a pickle over this last weekend.
Indeed, Stein. I hear you were back at your all-time favorite place.
The Durst Cucumber Farm. I went back for the second time just to get the last of the cukes. I was almost out of the half sours that I put up a while back, about a month or so ago, and I wanted to have just a few more. So I put those up over the weekend. 3 jars, if you're good, maybe you'll get one. And also my own pepperoncini chilies finally came of age, and I put them up in a nice vinegary brine so I can use that hot vinegar put on collards and kale. Put up some daikon and carrot pickles out of Andrea Wynn's Banh Mi Handbook. And that was pretty much all the pickling that I did over the weekend. Oh, yeah, I put up some more preserved lemons. So that was all I did, and I know you've been busy, too.
That's all you did, Stein. The only thing I did pickle-wise was make some more of the wonderful fennel pickle from Rene Erickson's book, A Boat, A Whale, and a Walrus. It's really easy.
So how easy was it, Nancy?
It's so easy that all you do is go find some really beautiful fennel, and there's a lot of it in the market right now. You mix sliced fennel with vinegar. The recipe calls for champagne or white wine vinegar, but this time I used a little white wine and rice wine vinegar mix because that's all I had on hand. You add water, sugar, some dried chilies, bay leaves, and the really important part, some julienned orange peel, fennel seeds, peppercorn, and salt. And you boil it, reduce the heat, simmer for 5 minutes, and you just let it sit until it gets room temp. Put them in some jars and throw it in the fridge or give it to your friends.
Okay, so when you do this, are you actually boiling the fennel as well or just the brine?
Yes, you're boiling the whole kit and caboodle at the same time. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, recently I came across a substitute for fennel, which is a little pricey, and I tried it, and it was just with sliced celery with fennel seeds. I wonder if you could make pickled celery and make it taste like that.
Absolutely. Why not? I mean, it has the same texture. It would be a different flavor, and then you've got that nice fennel seeds in it to give it that anisey kick. I love that fennel pickle on everything. I put it on with, I use it with grilled meats. I put it on sandwiches, and it's really good on top of just crackers with some kind of soft cheese. It's delicious.
Is it an instant pickle, or does it have to?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, bingo, you can have it the same day you make it.
Absolutely.
That sounds like fun. I want to give that a try. And I know you've also been doing some Japanese pickling recipes as well.
I got my hands on the fabulous new Preserving the Japanese Way. The subtitle is Traditions of Salting, Fermenting, and Pickling for the Modern Kitchen by Nancy Singleton Hashisu. Well, I don't know how modern some of her techniques are. I think a lot of it would be tough to do, but there's some really easy stuff, including something that you could do with your Doris cucumbers, or I could do with mine. You can make her cucumbers soused in soy. Okay, so you take about a couple pounds of cucumbers, roll them in fine sea salt, then you rinse them off, pat them dry, slice them, and toss them into a gallon zip bag. You add a couple of chili arbol peppers, some sliver ginger, and a half a cup of soy sauce. You roll up the bag, you squeeze out the air, and then you just refrigerate it for an hour. You turn it about halfway through, and then you could serve it with cocktails.
Yeah, I think I'd like to give that a try. A cucumber soused in soy sauce, huh?
That's the one. And Nancy will be in town really soon. She's showing up on September 14th, where she'll be at the Book Larder in Fremont signing books and talking pickles at the Elliott Bay Book Company in Capitol Hill at 7 p.m. on September 15th. And she's doing an 8-course dinner at Hitchcock on Bainbridge Island, which, let me tell you, I would be going in a minute if only I weren't going to be out of town that night.
With KPLU food talker Nancy.
And we can pickle that.
Leeson.
He's Dick. Soy soused.
That's Sujay.
Stein.